Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's October 30th, and I'm wearing a Chicago White Sox New Era 5950 with a 1933 All-Star Game side patch purchased from Hat Club, and a Newskis t-shirt purchased at the factory store in Wittenberg, Wisconsin. Two notable things happened in 1933. I mean, there might have been more, but you all understand my relatively narrow worldview of baseball and bacon. Most importantly, the Newskis opened the family's eponymous store using recipes brought over from Prussia 51 years earlier. And secondarily, because it gives me days without baseball in the middle of summer, Chicago Tribune sports editor Arch Ward created the modern All-Star Game, played at the home of the team that would eventually morph into the Milwaukee White Sox. Confused? Well, on this day in 1967, Sox owner Arthur Allen announced plans to play 9 regular season games at County Stadium in 68, one against each of the other AL clubs in response to the Southsiders' dwindling attendance. As you might expect, that went over like a lead balloon on the South Side, but the numbers wouldn't lie. Despite never having a losing record in their 13 years there, the Braves left the 4-1-4 for the 4-0-4 after 65. The locals were crushed, so when a 32-year-old used car salesman named Bud Selig announced the Sox would play 1/9 of their home games at County, fans rejoiced and turned out in droves. The Milwaukee White Sox would draw nearly 30,000 fans each time out. The Chicago White Sox, barely 9,100 per home date. As the immortal Yogi Berra said, if people don't want to come out to the ballpark, nobody's going to stop them.